For more lines, visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, here at Coca-Cola Park, they're getting ready for Game 2 of this doubleheader. We will start that about 6:35, half an hour from now, and the Clippers will try and even this doubleheader. They fell 4-0 today in the opener, and, well, here's how it happened. Three runs in the first inning for the Iron Pigs proved to be plenty. A leadoff double for Dalton Guthrie, then a walk of Donnie Sands. Derek Hall followed up with a three-run home run to right field. And that's all that they would need. The Iron Pigs would tack on another unearned run in the third inning without the aid of a hit. There were two walks, two wild pitches, and one error in the frame. That made it 4-0. The Clippers never really mounted a threat until the fifth inning when they had two base runners aboard, a single and a hit by pitch. And then in the seventh inning, there were three walks in the frame, but the Clippers just could not get the job done. No hits with runners in scoring position, only two hits for the Clippers altogether. So let's get you the final totals from this one. For Columbus, no runs, two hits, one error, and they left seven men on base. The Iron Pigs, four runs. They only had two hits, and they didn't have any errors. The Pigs left only two men on base, and yet somehow they come away with the 4-0 victory. Tobias Meyer suffers the loss. He went 3 1/3 innings, four runs, three earned on two hits. He walked three and struck out two. Ricardo Sanchez was the starter, but only went three innings, so he can't get the win. He gave up no runs on no hits. Mark Appel goes two innings, scoreless, allowed two hits. He gets the win. He's 1-0 on the season. There was no save. The game took an hour and 45 minutes to play here, and again, we'll have Game 2 coming up in about 28 minutes from now. Until then, we're going to send it back to the studio and some great tunes leading you up to Game 2 from Allentown, Pennsylvania. So keep it tuned right here for more baseball later on this afternoon on Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 WMNI. They left the bases loaded in the seventh inning. Brady Singer was able to bull up his neck despite walking three batters in the frame and struck out the last man he faced. And, well, that's all she wrote. Three pitchers for the Iron Pigs in that one. And, well, they've been using a lot of pitchers, so we'll see what they do here in Game 2. Now, they've got one of their top prospects taking the hill, Hans Kraus. He'll face Clippers lefty Tanner Tully in Game 2. Let's get you the starting lineups here, brought to you, as always, by MILB.TV. For the Clippers leading things off, it's Will Benson in center field. Alex Call, the DH, bats second. Batting third is Daniel Johnson in left field. Oscar Gonzalez is in right cleaning up. David Fry will be the first baseman. He'll bat fifth. Mitch Tolman will be the shortstop and the sixth hitter. Gavin Collins, the catcher, bats seventh. Ike Freeman, eighth. He'll be at second base. And the third baseman, Jose Fermin, will bat ninth. Tully on the hill for the Clippers faces this lineup for the Iron Pig. Jairo Munoz will be the DH and leadoff man. Nick Maton at short bats second. Donnie Sands third. He's the catcher. Derek Hall at first base does the cleaning up, followed by the right fielder and five hitter Jorge Bonifacio. Will Toffey is in left field, batting sixth. Bottom third of the order, Drew Maggi at third base. John Andreoli, the center fielder. And Ronald Torres will be at second base. Hans Kraus makes his 2022 season debut. Made his major league debut last year in September. He has just led the Iron Pigs out onto the field. We are just about set for our national anthem, so let's send it down to field level for the Star-Spangled Banner. We'll actually step away and be back right after this. Clippers baseball starts right now.
The Columbus Clippers. You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champion.
Let's go back out to the ballpark.
Lehigh Valley Youth Choir with our national anthem before game two. And of course that means that the first pitch is just moments away. Defensive alignment brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. Winning happens every day. Visit OhioLottery.com. Out of the field for the Iron Pigs right now, Will Toffey is in left field. John Andreolsi is in center field. Jorge Bonifacio out in right. Drew Maggi at third base. Nick Maton is at shortstop. His double play partner, Ronald Torres. Derek Hall's at first. Donnie Sands behind home plate. The Iron Pigs wearing the home whites with the maroon caps, silver pig on the crown. Iron Pigs in silver across the front for the Clippers. Again, the road grays. Navy numbers, letters, and caps for the Clippers. Wind blowing out pretty stiffly, actually, right now toward right center field. We had a good breeze in game one. Didn't seem to affect too many fly balls in terms of making it difficult on fielders. Definitely helped out on the home run ball to right field. Game time temperature for game one was 55 degrees. It's also 55 here for game two. Wind blowing out from the west at 10 miles per hour under, I guess we'll call it, partly cloudy skies. Directly overhead, it is nothing but pristine blue. But off in the distance, we have a lot of cloud cover. And there are expected to be some showers throughout the Lehigh Valley throughout the course of the evening. But they're going to be very spotty. And if we get any at all, it'll be in and out of here pretty quickly. We had rain earlier during batting practice, but it was just a light rain that never amounted to much. Yesterday, we had a sprinkle. It rained out on Thursday. We've had rain every day that we have been here. Hopefully tomorrow, with the early start on getaway day, we will be unaffected by rain entirely. Looking at the future cast, right at game time around 1 o'clock tomorrow, the temperature is going to be in the high 40s. And the rain chances are about 14%, but that's the highest they are all day. After that, it drops to almost nothing. So hopefully tomorrow's weather, though it will be chilly, will be dry, and we'll be able to get all six games in this series in. That's always a concern, that first series of the year, particularly against a team you don't see for the rest of the season. Will Benson digs into the left-handed batter's box. Hans Kraus from the first base side of the rubber kicks and fires. And we are underway at 6:39 p.m. with a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Will Benson getting his first start of the season. Was a pinch hitter yesterday. 0-1 on the young campaign. Here comes the next pitch. Another strike as Benson swings and misses at a breaking ball, moving down toward his feet. Benson, the big outfielder, 6'5", 230 pounds, out of Atlanta, Georgia. First-round pick by the Guardians back in 2016. O-2 pitch, off speed, in for could not pull the trigger. He's put away. Brings up Alex Call. Hans Kraus, the right-hander. Drafted by the Texas Rangers. And in 2019 was their number one prospect heading into the season. Early in his pro career, he was 97 miles per hour consistently with the fastball, misses with the heater outside here. But after very early, the fastball dropped down to 93, 94 miles per hour. Rangers still liked him an awful lot and were reluctant to give him up. But the Phillies acquired him from the Rangers with Kyle Gibson and Ian Kennedy at the trade deadline last year in exchange for top prospect Spencer Howard. Pitch to Call. Fastball misses high and away. Two balls, no strikes. So when it comes to pitching prospects, this is one of the higher-ups for Philadelphia. 3-0 pitch to Alex Call is in there for a called strike. Make it 3-1. Philly's top overall prospect, according to Baseball America, Mick Abel. Right-hander drafted out of Portland, Oregon. And their number two prospect is a pitcher as well, right-hander Andrew Painter. There's another called strike. And once more, Call thought it was ball four. He was leaning toward first base. That fills the count. One down, bases empty. From the high set, the right-hander raises the front leg, drives to the plate, throws a fastball, it's swung on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back Ks to begin the game for Hans Kraus. Kraus looks the part, 6'5", 208 pounds. Drafted in the second round by the Rangers. Good arsenal of pitches, mixes up his delivery. First pitch, breaking ball stays high to Daniel Johnson. DJ had a big two-run home run yesterday. Next pitch, fastball hit high in the air, but not deep to center field. Andreoli with a long run coming in. He'll actually be called off at the last minute by Will Toffey, the left fielder, who makes the catch for out number three. The Clippers go in order. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. No score at Coca-Cola Park.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Here come the Iron Pigs in the bottom half of inning number one. They'll face Tanner Tully. Tully, the left-hander out of Bristol, Indiana, knows Columbus very well as an Ohio State Buckeye. He's 27 years of age, 116 professional appearances. He sports a .384 earned run average. Is not a strikeout pitcher. 26-round pick back in 2016 by the Guardians. His first pitch is a fastball high and away. Next offering just missed the outside corner. That was a close pitch. Tully made his AAA debut for the Clippers back in 2019, pitched in three games. Gets a swing and a miss here, 2-1. Did not pitch in 2020. He was back in Akron for most of the 2021 season, but nine appearances for the Clippers, six as a starter. He was 0-3 with a 5.08 earned run average. Next offering, fouled away. Actually, I take that back. He did not debut for the Clippers in 2019. He debuted back in 2017. Tully made a spot start for the Clippers, his only appearance at AAA that year, and it was a dandy. He won the game going seven innings, Three runs on eight hits. That was just his fourth game above A ball when he debuted in AAA for Columbus. Here's the pitch, fouled away down the right field line. And so we'll do it again here against Jairo Munoz, the designated hitter. Munoz 2-for-10 so far in the series. Right-handed batter, Tully looks in for his sign, shakes, nods. Time is called by the batter just before the pitch. Crowd starting to fill in here. When you've got a doubleheader, the first game is usually not as well attended because fans don't expect it to start that soon. Here's a pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, swung on and missed strike three. They'll throw down to first base to get the out. Munoz put away. Picks up Nick Maton. Tully saw time with the Guardians in spring training. In fact, made the first start of spring for the newly christened Guardians. He has never pitched against Lehigh Valley in his career. Lefty-lefty matchup here. The pitch is up and in and gets to the backstop. Maton spins away. Lost his helmet. Got the trainer out here. Maton was talking with the home plate umpire. I don't know if he was trying to say that pitch hit me or what happened there. Look at the replay and couldn't really ascertain from that. But Maton's back in the left-handed batter's box awaiting a 1-0 pitch. Tully delivers and it's swung on and fouled away. One count to the Lehigh Valley shortstop. Maton 1-for-8 so far in the series. The hit was a double. He has struck out twice. Hits a ball on the ground to third base. A little stumble by Jose Fermin to field the ball. He throws to first in time. He was caught between a dive and a stretch. He just kind of went down on hands and knees but used the glove to grab the baseball. So it goes 5-3 in your scorebook. Looks clean and easy. Maton gone. Donnie Sands due up now. First pitch to him is a called strike. Swings and misses an off-speed pitch, and it's quickly 0-2. Sands started the season wearing jersey number 19, but he's changed to 13 now. Tully starts to come set, and now time is called. Not sure if it was the batter or the catcher who asked for time. That's important this year. Next pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. Throwing the off speed. Sands cannot believe it. But he is a K victim. Two strikeouts for Tully here in the first inning. Neither team scores. We go to the second, 0-0 at Coca-Cola Park.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray.
Dishes pile up, Dawn dish spray cleans them super fast.
Just spray like a rinse.
Baby's taking a nap.
Shh.
Clean those bottles in a snap.
Just spray like a rinse.
Dawn dish spray, it's a spray for your dishes.
Scooby mess in a blender. Clean it easy,
clean it fast.
Dawn power wash dish spray.
How's it work again?
Just spray like a
Child's Play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top two, no score. Game two of the doubleheader here in Lehigh Valley. Oscar Gonzalez to lead things off. 4, 5, and 6 for the Clippers against Hans Kraus. Kraus wearing a teal-colored glove, which I do not recall him having in the first inning. Seems like the kind of thing that would stand out and you would remember. Kraus has the stirrup socks on, pulled way up high, and the pant legs pulled up on top of those. His pitch to Gonzalez is a breaking ball, called a strike at the very top of the zone to make it 0-1. Infield straight up on Gonzalez. The outfield shades in the opposite way pretty dramatically. Gonzalez ready. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to make it 0-2. Well, if Gonzalez gets one up in the air to the pole side, the outfield often doesn't matter. He can hit it a ton in a long, long way, but he's got opposite field power as well. 31 home runs combined between AA and AAA a year ago. The pitch. Big swing and a weak tapper on the first base side. The catcher comes to get it. Throw to first is in time. Sands throws him out. 2-3 in your scorebook. One down. Clouds rolling in. Told you 55 degrees at game time. Game time conditions presented by Aldi. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi's a proud sponsor of the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. First pitch swinging for the Clippers. David Fry pops it up on the right side of the infield. Second baseman Torre is calling for it. He'll camp out underneath and make the catch. Quickly two away. Brings up Mitchell Tolman, the shortstop. Clippers shut out in game one. They have scored only 8 runs so far on the young season, the fewest in the International League. No runs on just 2 hits in game one. Lehigh Valley scored 4 runs on only 2 hits. So the pitching did the job really for both sides. First pitch to Tolman, bounces in for ball one. Tobias Myers didn't have the kind of start that he would like. The first inning got away from him a little bit, but after that he settled in pretty nicely, went 3 1/3. One 0 pitch. Fastball misses the inside corner. There's a lot of swing back on that pitch, but not enough. Next offering. Fastball turned around by Tolman, but he got out in front. It's foul down the right field line. 2-1 count. Wide variety of pitches. We haven't seen Kraus pitch yet, but the word is he will mix up his deliveries, give you a little stutter step, a hesitation. Deals here, the 2-1 fastball, misses the inside corner. There is a lot of life on that fastball. good late dart. 3-1 pitch. Fastball again. Chopped again foul on the first base side. 3-2. He's been trying to start it off the plate to the left-hander, Tolman. Have it swing back over that inside corner. Krause has retired the first five in a row. Here comes his payoff pitch. Breaking ball, fouled away. Tolman battling here. We have not had any kind of consistent radar gun here when it flashes. There are a couple of video boards that bracket the main video board in left center field, and the pitch speed goes up on the one to the right of it as we look out across the diamond. But it is very, very infrequent. So it's hard to get good hard data on the velocity as a curveball comes in, down and in for ball four. Tolman is the first Clippers base runner. Comes with two outs and Gavin Collins coming to the plate. But it looks like Krause is somewhere in that 93-94 range. Doesn't have a ton of velocity on that fastball. Collins batting 250 on the young season. Looks at a heater in for a called strike over the outer half. Cleveland Guardians have gone to extra innings against the Kansas City Royals today. Neither team scores through nine. They were off yesterday. KC won the opener 3-1 in a pitcher's duel, and it's a pitcher's duel again today. Pickoff attempt at first. The runner is back in plenty of time. Zach Plesac went 5 2/3 innings for the Tribe. No runs, three hits. Shaw, Sandlin, Steffen, Gose, and now Class A for the Indians have combined to shut out Kansas City through nine-plus innings. Royals batting in the bottom of the 10th. A one pitch to Collins is a breaking ball high. Stephen Kwan, two more hits for the Guardians, 2-for-3 so far. He's batting 600. I doubt that will hold, but it's a pretty good start. Only Guardian with multiple hits. Collins waits. Here comes the pitch. It's a fastball hit high in the air, but not deep to right field. Andreoli over, and the center fielder will make the call and the catch this time for out number three. He's not called off by a corner outfielder this time. Clippers get a walk, but no runs. We go to the bottom of the second at Coca-Cola Park. There's no score.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, when it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Bottom of the second inning in Allentown, Pennsylvania. No score. Second game of a doubleheader. Iron Pigs won the opener 4-0. Yeah, the Cleveland Indians have just fallen in Kansas City. Emmanuel Clase suffers the loss. Adalberto Mondesi with a walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the 10th inning. Kansas City moves to 2-0 on the season. The Indians are 0-2 despite giving up only 4 runs. First pitch swinging, Derek Hall fouls it away. 0-1 count. Hall was the homer hero in Game 1. A 3-run shot in the first inning. That's the only home run the Iron Pigs have hit so far this year. They were the last team in the International League to hit one. Tully goes to work and hits the inside corner with a strike. Quickly, 0-2. Guardians, no runs on 5 hits. Ernie Clement had a pinch hit in the top of the 10th inning, but they couldn't bring him around to score. Next offering just off the outside corner. Close pitch. Tully did not get the benefit of the doubt. Still ahead 1-2. He sets. He deals. And that ball's hit high in the air to right field. Heading over toward the line is Gonzalez. At the warning track, he'll make the catch. Boy, that ball had some more carry than it looked like it was going to off the bat. The wind is blowing out that way toward right center field, but it doesn't look like a hard wind, but it definitely helped that baseball out quite a bit. The way Gonzalez was playing that ball, based upon its trajectory off the bat, I thought it was going to be a slightly deeper than medium fly ball, and Gonzalez got to the warning track and started drifting along it to get to the spot, and it tells me that wind was playing some havoc. So Hall is out. Bonifacio is at the plate. And he takes one off the inside corner for ball one. Next pitch from Tully is swung on, fouled on the third base side into the camera well. Evens the count. Well, the Cleveland Indians becoming the Cleveland Guardians this year. And I think that, you know, when you have a name change, one of the things you got to do is find some positive PR, because it was a controversial name change. It very rarely happens in professional sports that a team changes names at the major league level. In the minor leagues, you get rebrands all the time. But at the major league level, it doesn't happen. There were a lot of unhappy people about the change. There were a lot of people happy about the change. But one of the things that makes it all better is winning. If the team is winning, those who are unhappy about the name change are probably going to come around pretty quickly. I'm not sure how much winning the Guardians are going to do this year. They have a top-tier starting rotation. There are some arms in that bullpen that make you take notice, no doubt about it. Bonifacio swings and fouls away the 1-2, still 1-2. But there might be some growing pains offensively this year. So, if you're going to have some growing pains, and you have a controversial as an organization, is to do something to make the fans happy. And that's something the Guards have done over the last few days. They have handed out 3 long-term contracts over the past handful of days. One to Emmanuel Clase, who, as I just chronicled, suffered the loss today against Kansas City, but they're not going to judge that 5-year, $20 million contract on what happened today. Bonifacio swings, hits a high fly ball to shallow right center field. Gonzalez coming in hard. He's not going to get there. It'll hop in front of him for a clean single, just into no man's land. Benson came over. Freeman came out from second base. But just in the dead zone out there, Bonifacio drops in a single. He's at first base. So Class A was the first extension announced, and then a couple of days later, the one most Guards fans have been waiting for, praying for, begging for, Jose Ramirez, had a 5-year contract extension tacked onto the end of his current contract. All told, over the next 7 years, he's going to pull in about $150 million. Here's Will Toffey, left-handed batter, the pitch to him. is fouled away. That was a 1-0 delivery, making a ball and a strike. And today the Guardians announced a five-year extension, five-year long-term contract for their leadoff man for the foreseeable future, Miles Straw. It's 5 years, $25 million, and a couple of option years after that. That could take it to close to $40 million if the Guardians exercise both of those options. So they've got their leadoff man long-term, they've got their closer, they've got their third baseman, and a whole bunch of players under team control for many seasons to come. Tully delivers, and the 1-2 is swung on and missed, strike three. Strikes third K for Tully, brings up Drew Maggi. If Straw performs the way he has in the early part of his major league career, that has an opportunity to be a real bargain contract. And the same for Class A. Not the kind of bargain that they've had with Jose Ramirez the past handful of years, but I wouldn't say that Straw's performance has been all-star level, but it's been very good, and the defense that he brings is almost unparalleled in center field. Hard line shot caught by a diving third baseman, Jose Fermin, off the bat of Drew Maggi on the first pitch he sees, and that'll do it for the Iron Pigs here in the second. And a great defensive play by Fermin. No runs, one hit, and one man left aboard for Lehigh Valley. We go to the third. No score at Coca-Cola Park.
At Runyon Dental Group, our focus is your outcome. I'm Dr. Runyon, and my goal is to create that perfect smile while restoring your confidence. We offer cosmetic dentistry, full mouth rehabilitation, and dental implants. See for yourself at implantcolumbus.com.
Now, better ingredients, better pizza means that each bite of every Papa John's slice just keeps getting better. From that first bite you have to blow on to that second bite of crispy, crunchy toppings to that string of gooey, melty cheese. And just when you're thinking this cannot get any better, you get to the crust and you realize it's not just any crust. Oh, no, it's epic stuffed crust that's hand-stuffed with cheese. Better ingredients, better pizza, even better when it's stuffed.
Sweet Pea, the all-purpose composted mulch, is organically formulated to nourish root growth, beautify landscapes, and naturally balance soil chemistry. One product, so many uses. If your soil is alive, your plants will thrive. Find a neighborhood store at sweetpeatohio.com.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit Header Heat. Has ever regretted being comfortable.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Top three scoreless game at Coca-Cola Park. Clippers trying to split this doubleheader. Hans Kraus back out there for a third inning of work. He has not given up a hit. He walked a man in the second inning, but that's been it. Injury report today brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Clippers have several players on their injured list, most of whom did not make it healthy out of spring training, including Trenton Brooks, Tyler Freeman, Nolan Jones, and Justin Garza. Chris Roller, the outfielder, played opening day but injured a hamstring stealing a base and went on the IL. First pitch of the third to Ike Freeman is in for a called strike, 0-1. Freeman manning second base for the Clippers in game two. Next offering, swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. Long pause by the right-hander. Now pitches. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three. Third strikeout for Krause. Well, fans, if you're listening to tonight's game in your automobile, please remember to buckle your safety belt. This message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Here's Jose Fermin, made a great defensive play to end the bottom of the second inning. Right-handed batter. First pitch to him, trying to hold up his swing and a breaking ball. Couldn't do it. Strike one. Scores around the International League brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Next pitch to Fermin is a strike called on the inside corner. Finals from earlier, St. Paul put it on Louisville today, 11-1 the final score. Saints move to 4-1 on the season. Iowa sneaks by Buffalo 4-3. Top of the ninth inning at Memphis. It was Stripers early, but it's Redbirds late as Memphis leads Gwinnett in the top of the ninth, 8-7. Fermin hits one on the ground, past the mound, but out to the second baseman. Torres has it. And we'll throw him out, 4-3, two down. Bottom seven, Toledo. It is all Rochester, 9-0. Red Wings on top. Rochester has beaten Toledo three out of the first four games at Fifth Third Field in the Glass City. Charlotte leading at Norfolk, top of the third inning, 1-0. Syracuse looking for their first win of the season, hosting Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. It's 2-0 Mets in the top of the third. First pitch to Will Benson is through the wickets of the catcher into the backstop for ball one to the Clippers' leadoff man. Worcester leading 2-0 at Jacksonville. That game in the bottom of the second inning. Bottom two at Victory Field in Indianapolis as well. The Indians leading the visiting Omaha Storm Chasers 5-0. They have split the first four games. Benson looks at a breaking ball down and in for ball one. At Cleveland, Kansas City game, Bobby Witt Jr. did not have... He made a spectacular defensive play in the top of the 10th inning to keep the Guardians off the board. 2-0 pitch to Benson. Strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Next offering from Krause misses down and in. Benson's been patient. And he's put himself in an advantageous count. 3-1. Power hitting outfielder. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball in for a called strike. Krause has battled back to fill the count. Benson has tremendous raw power. Consistent contact, though, has been an issue. He's ready, rocking back and forth in that left-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Swings and misses at a breaking ball for strike three. Two more strikeouts for Krause here in the third inning. He's got four total, and we go to the bottom of the third in Allentown. Still no score between the Pigs and the Clippers.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome.
Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what My Karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
One due up for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs here in the third inning. Tanner Tully, the left-hander, goes to work and misses the outside corner on a 1-0 pitch to John Andreoli. Make it two balls and no strikes to the Iron Pigs center fielder. No score here. Each team has had a base runner. Clippers drew a walk in the second. Iron Pigs got a base hit in the second. There's a ground ball hit slowly to the shortstop. Charging is Tolman. Throws on the run and will just get the speedy Andreoli, 6-3. 9-hitter Ronald Torres to the plate. Well, fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Talking earlier about the Clippers' home opener on Tuesday against Syracuse. Supposed to be a high of 70 degrees, so it looks like spring might show up. Torres takes downstairs for ball one. For me, the third baseman, even with the bag and only a couple of steps off it, here comes the pitch. It's hit in the air, looping pop-up into shallow left field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Daniel Johnson gets over to take it on a hop to make sure that Torres takes no liberties. He remains at first base. We go back to the top of the order for Jairo Munoz. We're talking about the Cleveland Guardians, the name change, the contract extensions. It's going to be a young team this year. I mean, it's been a young team for a while. First pitch swinging. Munoz fouls it down the right field line and out of play. Look at some of those guys in there. Miles Straw, still a young player. Stephen Kwan getting his first taste of major league action. Ramirez is a wily veteran at this point. Franmil Reyes is an established major leaguer with all kinds of power. Tully delivers and misses high, 1-1. And you look at the rest of the Guardians' batting order today. Guys with not a whole lot of major league time. Austin Hedges is well established as a glove-first catcher. There's really not a lot of bat for Hedges. But really, everybody, even that played, pinch hit, pinch ran. You're talking about Owen Miller, Ahmed Rosario, Bobby Bradley, Ernie Clement, Andres Jimenez, Yu Chang, and Oscar Mercado. That is a pretty inexperienced major league team, but with a lot of potential in different ways. Bobby Bradley, some people think that guy is a 30-plus home run major league hitter who plays acceptable defense at first. Next pitch from Tully, hit down the right field line, foul. Still 1-2. You hope you know what you're going to get out of Miles Straw. You hope he's the guy that you've had that will play that defense, that will hit in the high 200s, run crazy on the bases, cause havoc. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And this one's popped up. First base side into foul territory. David Frye drifting back, and he will squeeze it for the out. Two away. A lot of these guys, the book is just still out on. Stephen Kwan has had a good first couple of days, but can't draw anything from that. Owen Miller spent a lot of time up last year, as did Ernie Clement. Then Yu Chang has been on the Cleveland Indians roster quite a bit over the last handful of years, but he hasn't had a ton of playing time. Same thing for Oscar Mercado, although he's been given a pretty good opportunity at the major league level. Now he and Bradley Zimmer both on the 40-man, up and down between AAA and the major leagues, and just not able to lock down a position. But if growth happens, if consistency happens with that pitching staff, even as young and as inexperienced as the Guardians are, they've got a chance to do something. That American League Central Division, the White Sox are the cream of that crop, but are they going to be able to pitch enough? The Tigers are interesting, but they're young like the Guardians are. Here's a ball hit hard to the gap in right center field. It's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall. And then it's going to kick along the wall a little bit, and that's going to be a run. Nick Maton just doubled off of Tanner Tully, and Torreya scores all the way around from first. If that ball bounces off the wall and out to Will Benson, well, they've got a chance to keep him at third, but it got to the bottom of the wall and just kind of stuck there and then squibbed around. That required Benson to go an extra 15 feet to get it, and that's it. Maton's RBI double has the Iron Pigs on top by a 1-0 score. Game one of this doubleheader is the only game in which the team that scored first won. Clippers scored first in games 1 and 2. Iron Pigs came back to beat them. Last night, the Pigs got on the board first, and the Clippers rallied to win their first of the season. Runner in scoring position, two outs. Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air to right field. Shallow, over toward the line. Gonzalez with a long run. He's not going to get there. It falls in just inside the chalk, and that's going to be an RBI single. Donnie Sands couldn't have done it any better with a pitching wedge. Gonzalez read it well. He was just playing too far away. Tough luck there for Tanner Tully. But it's a 2-0 game. Brings up Derek Hall. Hall hit a ball to the warning track his first time up. Here he's going to hit one on the ground. It is picked up by Freeman. He'll throw to first in time for out number three, but not before. Three hits produce two runs for the Iron Pigs. And we go to the fourth, 2-0, Lehigh Valley on top.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad 6000, or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Clippers find themselves trailing 2-0 as they come to bat in the top of the fourth inning. Clippers fans can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Two runs on three hits for the Iron Pigs in their half of the third inning. The Clippers do not have a hit. Only base runner for the Clippers came in the second inning. Mitchell Tolman drew a two-out walk. Hans Kraus has been as good as advertised, keeping hitters off balance, mixing locations. He's ready to go. Here comes the kick and the pitch. And it's off the outside corner to Alex Call for ball one. Call went down on strikes in the first inning. Alex hitless on the young season, but has drawn three walks in 10 trips to the plate. The 1-0 breaker in for a called strike. Not a big 12-6 curve, but a lot of downward movement on it. Next pitch is that same one, and it's a called strike as well. 0-2. Call taps the plate. And now levels the bat and waits. 1-2 pitch against him. Strike three called on the outside corner. Threw it again. And Call could not pull the trigger. He thought it was outside. Boy, looking at the replay, I think he's got a case. But you don't use replay here. And you can't appeal balls and strikes like you can in the Florida State League this year. One of the myriad changes around minor league baseball in 2022. Here's Daniel Johnson. Left-handed batter swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1. Breaking ball. Overshift against the left-handed batter. The outfield shades a little bit the opposite way. Johnson 1-for-9 so far in the season. Takes a swing at a breaking ball in the dirt. Might have been a change up there. He's down to the count 0-2. Despite being just 1-for-9, he has hit the ball very hard. He's ready. Crowell steals the 0-2. Popped up. Right out toward the pitcher's mound. Kraus, Sands, and now Hall, the first baseman, converge. It'll be Hall to make the catch. Crowd number two. Talking about that Guardians roster. Really good potential pieces on it right now with more to come as guys get healthy. Here's one of them right here, Oscar Gonzalez. Tremendous power. Pitch to him. Swings and misses, chasing a breaking ball. That breaking pitch, and I don't know if you want to call it a slider or a curve. That one there's got some side-to-side movement on it. But that has been a really good pitch here for Kraus. Gonzalez looks at an offering well off the outside corner. Oscar, in addition to his prodigious power, has a pretty good batting average for a power hitter as well. Career 281 hitter. Now, he doesn't walk much. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. 311 on-base percentage in his career. 445 slugging percentage. 68 career home runs. And boy, can he throw the baseball. We haven't seen him with an opportunity yet. Next pitch here is outside, 3-1. Last year, we weren't entirely sure what we were going to get with Gonzalez when he was first promoted from Double A. And it took him a while to really show that power, but when he did, he started to get to it pretty regularly. One of the things that was evident pretty early was his arm. 3-1 pitch, got a fastball over the outer part of the plate, swung late and fouled it away. Routes to the baseball on fly balls were sometimes curious, but on a ball hit in front of him with runners trying to take an extra base, boy, when Gonzalez was able to set himself and take aim, it's something to behold. 3-2 pitch. Curveball hit hard to left field. Does it have the height? That ball is gone. He got it. Oscar Gonzalez with a line drive home run over the left field wall. His first tater of the season. And it gets the Clippers on the board. They trail the Iron Pigs 2-1. Boy, there was no doubt that it had enough oomph to get out. It was just a matter of how high it was going to be when it got to the outfield wall. Fortunately for Gonzalez and the Clippers, that left field wall right there at the bullpens is very low. It's only about a 5-foot wall. Gonzalez caught one in the upper part of the zone and tattooed it and cleared that wall by about 2 feet. Two-one ball game. A few years back, they moved that wall in about 20 feet, added a couple of rows of seats right in front of the team bullpens. In the old days, before they put those seats in, I'm not sure that goes out. David Fry to the plate, 0-1. He swings and fouls one away. Two balls and one strike to count against him. Fry was the back half of back-to-back home runs on opening night. If he could turn that trick here, it would tie the game. Sun dipping low, some clouds converging overhead here, and off in the distance, way off in the distance, we can see some rain showers. Next pitch to Fry, swung on and pulled foul on the third base side, 2-2. Chilly spring evening here in the Lehigh Valley. Yesterday, the high temperature reached 62 degrees. That's about as good as we've seen it. 2-2 pitch. 39, nice hit. Swung on and foul tipped. Did the catcher hold on? No, he did not. Just barely snuck out of the catcher's mitt as we take a look at the replay. So Fry remains alive. Krause sets and deals. And bounces one in front of home plate, 3-2. Well, if you're the Clippers, you hope his pitch count gets up because, generally speaking, Krause has been pretty tough. Only one hit for the Clippers, the solo home run for Gonzalez. Sands gives the signal. Here comes the pitch. That ball's popped foul out of play on the third base side. We'll do it again. Base is empty. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the pitch. Fastball. That ball's hit high and deep to left field. Did he get enough? Toffee at the wall. Leaps. It's gone. And we are tied at 2. David Fry for the second time this year follows up one home run with one of his own. Back-to-back solo jacks have this ball game tied 2 apiece. Well, again, as we see the replay here, that's just a pitch left slightly above the belt. And Fry was ready for it. And again, just barely got out of here. That was a high deep drive rather than the line drive that Gonzalez hit. Brings up Mitchell Tolman, and the first pitch to him is a strike, 0-1. Those home runs were hit within about 30 feet of each other. 0-1 missed the zone. One ball, one strike to the Clippers shortstop. Lefty batting Tolman waits. Here comes the pitch. Over but low. 2-1. Tolman, a free agent signing by the Guardians over the offseason. 5'10", 195-pounder. 27 years of age. He is the elder statesman on that infield. Next pitch to him. Off speed and just out of the zone. Did not miss by much. Alex Call, at 27 years of age, joins Tolman as the oldest position players for the Clippers. Next offering is off the inside corner. Didn't miss by much for ball four. I'm sure Krause is feeling like the strike zone has shrunk up on him here a bit. And there is some activity for the Iron Pigs in their bullpen. Clippers have a quartet of pitchers who are 28 years of age, but nobody on this roster 29 or older. Jake Jewell will turn 29 on May 16th. Alex Young won't be 29 until September the 9th. Now, rosters change in AAA all the time, but you don't tend to get older as the season goes along. You tend to get younger. Well, the manager is out now, and that's going to be the end of the day for Krause. They bought some time with a meeting on the mound, and now they will go to the bullpen. So Krause is gone after 3 2/3 innings. He allows a pair of solo home runs here in the fourth inning, and he will get, at best, a no decision today. He's still responsible for the man at first. We will step away for this pitching change and come back after this to tell you about the new Iron Pigs Who.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple. So you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
10TV is leading the way as Central Ohio's most watched news station.
And in this exclusive interview,
10TV first broke this news.
Day or night, we're there when big news breaks.
We just got our hands on this indictment.
Bringing you exclusive stories.
Tonight, we went undercover.
Anything you want to say about the charges?
Getting answers for you.
What would you guys say to past patients who are sickened by that?
How are we trying to get people back into the job force?
10TV, your most watched news station. Central Ohio's news leader.
New pitcher on, it'll be Andrew Bellotti. Right-hander for the Iron Pigs. Bellotti making his first appearance in the series. 30 years of age, 6'1", 190-pounder. He was with the Marlins last year, pitched AA, AAA, and the Bigs. Signed as a free agent coming into the season by Philadelphia. Hails from San Diego, California. It's hard to believe that there is a Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs pitcher that we have not seen yet in this series. Plenty of them on the roster. Major League roster a year ago with Miami. Didn't pitch in 2020. 2019, prior to the COVID-19 pandemic was pitching an independent ball a bit for Sugar Land. Yankees signed him. Pitched for him in A ball and Double A. Missed the two seasons prior to that in 2017 and 2018 with injury. So he'll face Gavin Collins with a runner at first, two outs, and a ball game tied at two. Even though the Clippers got two home runs in this inning, they may be glad to see Hans Kraus out of there. Generally, his arsenal was pretty good today. Made two mistake pitches. Oscar Gonzalez and David Fry did not miss him, made him pay. Gavin Collins swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. 2-2 ball game. Two runs on two hits for the Clippers, two runs on four hits for the Iron Pigs. Runs have been tough to come by in this series. More so for the Clippers than the Pigs. Runner goes, here comes the 0-1 pitch. It is low, the throw bounces in. And Mitchell Tolman is in with a head-first slide at second base. One and one to Collins. Gavin is two for his first nine. Clippers catching situation. I guess unsettled would be a good word for it heading into the season. The anticipation heading into spring training, once everything got settled, here's a big swing and a miss, one and two, was it would probably be Gavin Collins and Brian Lavastida here at the AAA level as protection from the Rule 5 draft that didn't happen prior to the lockout. But then injuries at the Major League level forced Lavastida to the bigs. Pitch to Collins. 1-2 is a fastball high, 2-2. So we had Eric Rodriguez on the opening day roster for the Clippers. He has since been sent to Double-A when Mike Rivera joined the club after the Indians, Guardians, broke spring training camp. So now it's Collins and Rivera on the Clippers roster. When Luke Maley gets healthy, he'll go to the Guardians roster, and you would think that would push Lavastida back down to Columbus to get playing time. The Guardians like him a lot. He is a guy that has always hit at the minor league level. He wasn't always a catcher. He's been converted to catcher, so he still has work to do defensively. Collins waits. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It is spanked but foul down the left field line, out of play. Lavastida had just a few days' time with the Clippers last year, but was around long enough to have a walk-off home run. Guardians signed Sandy Leon and invited him to spring training, and then when they told him he wasn't going to make the team, he exercised the out in his contract, and then right after that, or right around that time, Maley got hurt. But the Guardians didn't want to add Leon to the 40-man roster for a short-term situation because the roster is full. Here's a pitch inside, 3-2, because of all those additions, like Lavastida, that the Guardians had made over the offseason to the 40-man. They decided they would roll the dice a little bit and go with Lavastida as the backup catcher. There are a lot of off days early in the season, so if you have to lean on Austin Hedges a little bit more, you've got off days built in to give him rest. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Hit up the middle. That's going to fall down for a rounding third. He'll be waved to the plate. He will score without a throw. RBI single for Gavin Collins, and the Clippers take a 3-2 lead. Good piece of hitting there by Collins. Worked the count. Fell behind at one point. Got it back to full. Fouled off some pitches and then gets one to handle. Is able just to serve it into shallow center field for an RBI base hit. Three runs in the inning for the Clippers. Their biggest frame of the season. Well, that closes the book now on Krause, and he would be on the hook if the Clippers can hold on to this lead. Remember, we're scheduled for 7 innings here. Top of the 4th, 3-2 Columbus. Ike Freeman at the plate. The pitch. Breaking ball swung on and fouled back off the catcher's mask. Back-to-back home runs, a walk, and a single. 4 straight base runners for Columbus here in the 4th inning. And this, after they had only 1 base runner on a walk in the previous 3 2/3. Bellotti from the high set delivers. Ooh, inside. Fastball got away from him a bit. Freeman has to spin out of the way. It's 1-1. Well, the pace at which Bellotti is pitching right now, he is going to have to change something drastically when the firm enforcement of the new pitch clock rules begin. The pitch. That's in for a called strike in the knees, 1-2. The understanding is that the pitch has to be in the act of being delivered before that clock hits zero. You can't just come set with runners on base, or if you pitch from the stretch with the bases empty. And the pitch clock just expired and the pitcher still isn't set. Now he finally is. Runner goes, and now there's a step off, a throw to first. It got the man caught up. Collins is going to be tagged up by the shortstop there. Nick Maton puts the tag on him for out number 3. Collins is trying to time up the move and guess, and there was enough hold there. And again, that's one of those situations. It would have been a pitch clock violation, but it was not in this particular circumstance. So they catch him stealing to end the inning, but the Clippers score 3 runs on 3 hits. Nobody left aboard, and it's a 3-2 Clippers lead as we go to the bottom of the 4th inning.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the Line Check-In app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
The 4th inning, the Clippers turn a deficit into a lead in the bottom, and excuse me, in the top half of this frame. Tanner Tully just had to sit for a long time on this cold evening. And the first pitch to Jorge Bonifacio is off the outside corner for 1. Bonifacio had a base hit back in the 2nd inning. Two for seven so far in the series with four base on balls. Late swing and a fastball there, though, evens the count at 1-1. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. 1-1 pitch from Tully. Just a bit tall to make it 2-1. Clippers left-hander gave up two runs on three hits in the third inning. The offense has picked him up. Next pitch, off speed, a called strike, 2-2. Night skies overhead. Another thin crowd. Swinging a foul ball back, still 2-2. This time of year, especially if the weather has not gotten nice early, it's a tough draw around. Same thing happens near the end of the season. But these Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, since opening Coca-Cola Park in 2008, have been one of the top draws around AAA baseball. 2-2 pitch, check swing. He didn't go around, but he foul-tipped the ball into the catcher's mitt for strike three. Break there for the Clippers. Tully gets his fourth strikeout, now will face Will Toffey. He struck out Toffey back in the second inning. Coca-Cola Park opened in 2008. Huntington Park opened in 2009, and they have been two of the premier organizations in minor league baseball over that time. The Iron Pigs have embraced their logo and the overall pig theme and really run with it. Merchandise, bacon-themed, pig-themed, mascot, promotions, all that stuff. First pitch, a strike to Toffey. Tully from the high set kicks and deals and gets a swing and a miss. O-2 pitch. That swung on and missed for strike three. And Toffey is down on strikes for the second time. Brings up Drew Maggi. Maggi robbed of a base hit his first time up in the second inning by a diving Jose Fermin. Fermin playing over near the line now as the first pitch comes in and is off the outside part of the plate for ball one. Tully has his sign. Bases empty. Two outs. Clippers leading 3-2. The pitch is hit softly on the ground. Foul to third. These two teams met in 2011 for the Governor's Cup Championship. Clippers won it right here at Coca-Cola Park in Game 4, a 3-1 series victory that sent them on to the AAA National Championship game. Maggi swings and fouls away the 1-1, make it a ball and two. Back-to-back Governor's Cup championships for the Clippers in 2010 and 2011, and two AAA national championships as well. Tully fires the 1-2 pitch. It is hit on the ground. Two hops out to the second baseman, Freeman. He'll throw to first in time for out number three. That's a 1-2-3 frame for Tully. And we go on to the fifth inning. Clippers on top, 3-2.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Make sure your plans are on track for the kind of retirement you're counting on. And if you don't have a plan in place, it's time to get started. Listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services for the Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. This week, John Heishman discusses tax strategies of the Roth IRA conversion. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI.
Enjoy delicious Lenten specials at the TAT. Vegetable lasagna, shrimp marinara, seafood platter, and Michelle's homemade cheese ravioli. There's all-you-can-eat perch or rigatoni with marinara Wednesdays and Fridays. Call 614-236-1392 for reservations.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Top of the fifth, 8-9-1 due up for the Columbus Clippers here. Clippers scored three runs in their last trip to the plate. Got a new pitcher on for the Iron Pigs as well. Aaron Barrett takes over for Andrew Bellotti. The Iron Pigs have been rotating pitchers through very, very frequently over the course of this first series. No starter has gone long enough to earn a victory. So Barrett comes on. He is out of Evansville, Indiana, his second appearance of this series, 34 years of age, 6'3", 230-pounder. He's with the Washington Nationals last year, pitched in High A, Fredericksburg, Harrisburg, Double A, and with Rochester in Triple A, the first year of the affiliation between Rochester and the Washington Nationals. Mike Freeman at the plate. He was up when Gavin Collins was caught stealing to end the inning. First pitch called strike. Freeman a strikeout victim back in the third. Next pitch, off speed, called a strike on the outside corner. Freeman to be followed by Jose Fermin, then back to the top of the order for Will Benson. Clippers trailed 2-0. Till back-to-back home runs tied it. Gavin Collins drove in a run with a base hit. Next pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Swung on to miss strike three. They'll throw down to first for the out. And Freeman's put away. Here's Jose Fermin, 0-for-1. Had a big day on opening day, but since then has struggled. Now he's been patient. He's drawn four walks. But the hits just haven't been there since the first game. Get to the Major League scoreboard coming up here, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Green takes the first pitch high for ball one. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Told you the Guardians lost 1-0 in 10 innings. To fall to 0-2 on the season against the Kansas City Royals. Full slate of action around the bigs. Here's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, 1-1. Rays beat the Orioles 5-3. Former Clipper Francisco Mejia had a home run and a 2-for-4 day with three runs batted in. White Sox, after falling in bizarre fashion at Detroit yesterday, win it 5-2 against the Motor City Kitties. Yasmani Grandal with his first home run of the year. The pitch, 1-1 breaking ball, misses outside. Mariners beat the Twins 4-3. Byron Buxton, a big extension over the offseason, hit a home run, as did Luis Arraez for the Twinkies. 2-1 pitch up and in and almost hit him. Cardinals at home. Triple up the Pirates. 6-2 the final. Cubs blank the Brewers at Wrigley 9-0.
Here is the
Blue Jays at home got by the Rangers 4-3 to move to 2-0 on the season. Bo Bichette with a home run. There's the pitch. And that's a called strike on the outside corner to fill the count. Yankees walked it off on opening day against the Red Sox. They win today 4-2. Giancarlo Stanton and Anthony Rizzo both hit their second home run of the season. Aroldis Chapman with his first save. Marlins beat the goal. Payoff is fouled away. Philadelphia beat Oakland yesterday in their opening day, and they beat him again today 4-2. Nick Castellanos hit a home run, his first as a Philadelphia Philly. Won't be his last. Reese Hoskins also hit one out of here. Boy, Reese Hoskins hit a lot of home runs for these Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in a short period of time. Vermeen hits the 3-2 up the middle. Maton gets to it, bobbles it, throws to first, and the ball is dropped over there. The first base umpire never made a motion, now calls dead ball. It's got to go as an E6. Maton had to go in and out of his glove, reached down and grabbed with the bare hand, and then didn't make a good throw on top of that. Will Benson to the plate with one down and a man at first. Benson up twice, has struck out twice. The pitch, fastball at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Iron Pigs pitching. Six strikeouts in the game. Two of Benson, two of Call, and two of Freeman. Oh, one offering. Breaking ball, and Benson lays off. That's close to the pitch that Krause struck him out on in the third inning. Back foot breaking ball. So it's 1-1. Throw goes to first, and it gets away. All the way to the tarp. Vermeen heads to second base. That'll go as an E1. Man in scoring position now for Benson. Time is called as the catcher Donnie Sands heads out to the mound. I'm sure they want to change up the signs with a runner at second base. Benson still only three at-bats. Not going to read too much into anybody at this point in the season. He takes down and in. And it's a 2-1 count. But this has the feel of a very important year for Benson. Former first-round pick. Has not really established himself at any level of the minor leagues, a career 210 hitter, but he's got power and he's got speed. Hits this one the opposite way, through for a base hit. Good piece of hitting there. Vermeen had to hold up just to make sure that it was going to get through, and that forces him to stay at third base. If he was just committed right off the bat, he probably scores there. But instead, there'll be runners on the corners, one away. That's a good job by Will Benson. Got a pitch outside. And as we look at the replay, he was out on his front foot a little bit but held the hands back just to punch it through the left side where there was nobody because of the overshift. Boy, if he can do that with any kind of consistency to go with his power, that's going to be a good recipe for him. No clipper has more career home runs or stolen bases than Benson. He's got 77 total career home runs, 70 stolen bases. And if he can make even moderately consistent contact, and some guys just click later than others, let's not be years old, good things could happen. Alex Call hits a high fly ball to left field. It's got some decent carry. It's going to the warning track now, and it'll be caught there by Toffee, but scoring easily from third is Fermin. Nice job, Alex Call, with a runner at third and fewer than two outs. He got a pitch up and drove it deep to the outfield. Didn't try and get too big. Didn't try and do too much. Just do the job, get the ball deep into the outfield, and bring that run home. It is now a 4-2 Clippers lead on the sac fly from Alex Call. Benson stays at first. Now Daniel Johnson. First pitch to him is a fastball for a strike call over a generous outside corner. 0-1. Johnson hit a tremendous home run yesterday, a two-run shot to put the Clippers on top. One pitch, runner goes. Swung on and missed. The throw down to second base, not in time, and Benson steals it. Boy, he has great straight line speed. We saw there the thing that we saw last year in brief time. His takeoff sometimes takes him a step or two to really find his stride. But man, when he gets going, I don't know if many can match him. Johnson, though, down the count 0-2. He's going to have to protect here. The pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. So the stolen base won't matter, but Benson's hit, and then the sacrifice fly does. The Clippers score a run here in the top of the fifth inning. We go to the bottom half with Columbus on top, 4-2.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Tanner Tully out for the fifth inning. Tully more stretched out than most Clippers hurlers. Had time with the Cleveland Guardians in spring training as well, so we'll see if he can get through this fifth inning and put himself in line for the win. The offense has given him a 4-2 lead, and it's 8-9-1 due up for the Iron Pigs. Lehigh Valley has activity in their bullpen, but the Clippers' pen is quiet. First pitch, strike at the knees to John Andreoli. 0-1 the count. Tully at 59 pitches. Number 60 sails high and away. 43 of the 60 have been strikes. Andrelli grounded to the shortstop his first time up. Here, he looks at a pitch over but low, 2-1. Andrelli, the center fielder, is 0-7 so far on the year, but has scored two runs. He doesn't have any hits, but his on-base percentage is .462 because he has walked six times. And you want to talk about exercising patience. And now time called by Andrelli, just as Tully was ready to get into the motion. Now everybody is ready to go. Here comes the pitch. And it is hit a mile high down the left field line, but it's going to get foul. Andrelli was out in front. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Finals include St. Paul 11-1 winners over Louisville. Iowa 4-3 over the Buffalo Bisons. And Memphis at home in come-from-behind fashion, beating Gwinnett 8-7. There's a pop-up to right field. Oscar Gonzalez drifts in underneath and makes the catch for out number one. 9-0 win at Toledo. Charlotte leading at Norfolk 3-2. That game has gone to the bottom of the fifth inning. Top six at Syracuse. The Mets leading 3-2 against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. They just broke a 2-2 tie. Syracuse looking for their first win of the season. Scranton's beat them four straight. Worcester up 5-1 at Jacksonville. Bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the sixth in Indianapolis. It's all Indians 7-1 over the Omaha Storm Chasers. Underway in Nashville, 1-0 Sounds over the Durham Bulls. Here's a called strike. 0-1 to Ronald Torres. Durham and Nashville have split the first two games of their series. One pitch is low and outside. Two balls and a strike to the nine hitter Torres. He singled and scored back in the two-run Lehigh Valley third inning. That put him on top. Scoring first has not been a good thing in this series. Next pitch. Fastball just above the zone, 3-1. The first four games, the team that has scored first has lost three of them. Clippers hoping that trend continues into this game. First game of the doubleheader, Lehigh Valley scored first, and they're the only ones that scored, so it's hard to lose if you don't give up any runs. The Iron Pigs had a 4-0 shutout victory in game one of the double dip. The pitch. 3-2 fastball is high for ball four. That's a one-out walk, and back to the top of the order now for Jairome Munoz. And the Clippers now look like they're going to scramble some action in the bullpen. Let's look at this date in Clippers history brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. We'll go back to 1992 in the Cup title defense by suffering the worst opening day loss in team history. They got beat 10-1 by Richmond. But exactly 163 days later, the Clippers would be celebrating a second straight IL title after rallying for three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning in Game 5 of the Governor's Cup Championship Series against Scranton. At the time, Scranton, known as the Red Barons, they were the AAA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, who are now hooked up with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. The 92 squad set the franchise record for winning percentage with a 95-49 overall record, a .660 win percentage. So a loss on opening day is not a death knell. That's good news for the Clippers because they lost on opening day this year as well. Brief meeting on the mound. Rigo Beltran went out to have a word and buy some time. Alex Young getting loose out in the Clippers' pen. One down, a runner at first base. A double play ball would do the trick. Oh, there's a diving stop on a ground ball to third. Fermin throws to second. They'll get the lead runner. It was not exactly pretty, but Jose Fermin did the job. He had to lay out just to grab the baseball, and then he recognized that things were happening quickly. He didn't have time to pop to his feet and make the throw, so he just postured up to his knees and with complete arm strength and really nothing else, muscled the ball over to second base. Ike Freeman held the bag, caught it on a bounce, and gets the lead runner. So it's not a double play ball, but it is the second out of the inning. Fermin's made some nice defensive plays today. Nick Maton to the plate. Had an RBI double and then came around to score in the third inning. One. Tully from the high set delivers. And a breaking ball in for a called strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Maton with that double is now 2-for-10 on the season, but both of his hits are two baggers. The pitch swung on and missed. Tully came with the off speed. Maton was looking fastball and was way out in front. Now 1-2. Here comes Tully's offering, and it's swung on and missed. Strike three. Tanner Tully gets through five innings. The Clippers have the lead. It's 4-2 as we go to the sixth in Allentown.
Stay cool this summer. TempStar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might
ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Clippers coming to bat here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, in the top of the sixth inning. We're scheduled for seven in the back half of this doubleheader. New pitcher on for the Pigs again. Joe Gatto takes the hill. Right-hander out of Hamilton, New Jersey. With the Texas Rangers in 2021, the 26-year-old stands 6'3". 220 pounds. Gatto. He's pitched once. It was a clean inning. He'll face Oscar Gonzalez, David Fry, and Mitchell Tolman. Gonzalez 1-for-2 on the game with a solo home run. Gatto's first warm-up pitch goes screaming to the backstop. Clippers trailed after giving up two runs in an inning early. Then had a three-run frame in the fourth inning, scratched across another with a sacrifice fly in the fifth off the bat of Alex Call. There have been a lot of little things that the Clippers have done well in this game. Now the big things, obviously, a pair of back-to-back home runs in the fourth inning. And Mitchell Tolman drawing a walk after that, stealing a base. And that put him in position for Gavin Collins to bring him home with a two-out single. Jose Fermin reached on an error, went to second on an error in the next inning. Here's the first pitch coming to Gonzalez, up and in for ball one. And then Will Benson at the plate had come up twice, struck out twice. Came up in the fifth inning and put together a really good at-bat single. Gonzalez swings and pops this one foul and out of play. That base hit put Fermin at third base and in a position for Alex Call to bring him home with a sacrifice fly. On the other side of things, Tanner Tully has done a very nice job on the mound. There was a four-batter stretch where he gave up three hits, a single, a double, and a single for the two runs. But before that and after it, in his other four innings combined, no runs, one hit, one walk, and six strikeouts. Called strike two. Gonzalez makes the count one and two. And here comes the pitch from Gatto. Swung on and missed, a breaking ball in on the hands. Tied up Oscar Gonzalez for strike three. Here's David Fry now. Fry had one of two Clippers hits in game one in that shutout loss. His other two hits this year are solo homers. First pitch, fastball from Gatto is off the inside corner. Pause at the belt, now the pitch. Another fastball. This one's hit up the middle, but they hadn't played that way. Torres, the second baseman, was behind the bag. He'll throw out David Fry, 4-3. Two down for Mitchell Tolman. Tolman doing some excavation work there in the left-handed batter's box before digging in. He's ready. Gatto. And the pitch is at the knees for a called strike. Tolman does not have an at-bat in this game. He came up in the second, came up again in the fourth, and walked both times. So he has been a contributor with those two walks, a stolen base, and a run scored. The pitch. Breaking ball bounces well in front of home plate to even things at 1-1. Wrap up this series tomorrow with a 1:35 first pitch. Columbus then returns home to take on Syracuse for the home opener on Tuesday. 6:15 first pitch. Breaking ball high. 6:15 first pitch Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll go at 4:05 on Saturday, 1:05 on Sunday. Clippers then go back out on the road to Indianapolis, come back home to take on Louisville the final week in April. 2-1 pitch. Just missed the inside corner. Three balls and a strike. Two down, bases empty. Clippers leading 4-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Scheduled for seven. Back half of a doubleheader. Gatto has his sign. And into the motion. A little check swing and a foul ball out of play fills the count. Gatto makes his home in Scottsdale, Arizona. Delivers the pitch. It's grounded up the middle and again played pretty well. This time with the shift, it's Maggi, the third baseman, to make the glove and throws to first just in time to cut down Tolman and bring a close to the Clippers' half of the sixth. Bottom half coming up. No runs, no hits for Columbus, but they lead it by a 4-2 score.
This is your Cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen.
Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
New pitcher on for the Clippers. Alex Young takes over in the sixth inning. Tanner Tully goes five, allows two runs on four hits, walked a man, struck out six. And Tanner's pretty good tonight. In line for the win, gave up two runs on three hits in the third inning, and outside of that, boy, the Iron Pigs didn't do much damage to him. Not even many hard hit balls. Four to two, Clippers on top. It's the heart of the order. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Pigs. Donnie Sands, the catcher, an RBI single and a 1-for-2 game. Well, have you seen the Atlanta Braves championship ring? It is quite a sight to behold. I just wonder, why didn't they get the big one? He said tongue-in-cheek. It is a monster. First pitch called strike from the lefty Young to Donnie Sands, 0-1. Young acquired by the Guardians last year. Put on the Major League roster and then sent to the Clippers later on. Young made his Major League debut with the Arizona Diamondbacks and the at the time, Indians got him off the waiver wire. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, check swing. Sands went around, said the home plate umpire for strike three. 72 Major League games to his credit. Young has a 4.90 Major League earned run average. Not a high strikeout pitcher. First pitch here is inside to Derek Hall. Lefty-lefty matchup. Look at the replay. Yeah, there's no doubt that Sands swung at that pitch. Young induced that swing on a pitch in the dirt. Well executed. 1-0, and the pitch is outside. The check swing here is not going to be ruled a strike. Now the 2-0. That ball's hit hard to right field to the gap. That is going to get down and one hop the wall. Quickly over to it as Benson fires into second base. There will be a tag, but it's a bit late. Well, off the bat, that looked like a clean double. Benson did a nice job to get to it quickly and fire in. It will be a two-base hit. That'll bring up Jorge Bonifacio representing the tying run. Benson's throw was a little bit to the third base side of the second base bag. Showing a strong arm there. Bonifacio, 1-for-2, had a single in the second, struck out in the fourth inning. Young goes to work and gets a swing and a foul ball on the third base side, 0-1. Braves championship ring. 755 diamonds. Obviously, to honor the number of home runs that Hank Aaron hit. All sorts of other little intricate details, but one thing that has never been done before in a championship ring, and you're going to have to find the picture of it online to believe it, but the top of the ring actually flips open. The top of the ring is a bunch of diamonds that spell out world champion and then the Atlanta A on the top. And there is a hinge on the side, and it flips open. And there is a carving of Truist Field, the home ballpark of the Atlanta Braves. It just moved into. There's a swing and a miss on 1-1, make it a ball and two. And the ballpark is illuminated by never-been-done-before micro-LED lights inside the ring. Now, I don't know how long they last, how much battery they have in them, but the mini ballpark is illuminated by LED lights. I'm going to have to send these specs to President and General Manager of the Columbus Clippers, Ken Schnocke, for when the Clippers win their next championship. We have had some tremendous rings. Bonifacio swings and fouls this one away. But a hinged lid. With a little cavity inside showing off. Boy, how good would Huntington Park look in there? To the count. Bonifacio waits. Young kicks and deals. And missed down and in. 2-2. Clippers lead 4-2. Game number 5 of 150. Triple-A teams will play 150 games here in 2022. Next pitch, swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. Tag applied on Bonifacio for the out. There's not been any official announcement from Major League Baseball or Minor League Baseball about any kind of postseason in AAA. Remember last year, there was not supposed to be any postseason, and then in order to keep the AAA players active as the Major League season continued on with the inability of major league teams to call up the entire 40-man roster, they tacked 10 games onto the end of the schedule. Boy, last year was such a mess. We were scheduled to play 144 games, and then the pandemic forced a delay to the beginning of the season, so they cut the schedule down, basically lopped off April, and they said, okay, there's going to be 120 games scheduled for the minor leagues. So that's what we anticipated, and then they threw 10 more on to the end of the year, and it wound up being 130 games. Will Toffey to the plate. 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. The pitch. And that gets off the end of the catcher's mitt. That'll be a pass ball, allowing the runner to go to third. Pitch is outside for ball one. After everything that's gone on in the last 2 years, I'm just glad for an on-time start and very hopeful that there will be no interruptions of any kind for the baseball season this year. Young delivers and gets a swing and a miss, 1-1. High school and college, winter sports and professional sports, generally speaking, were able to complete their schedules. There are a few hiccups here and there for individual teams. It's called strike 1-2.
You
Very interesting to see. If you could build a time machine and go ahead 100 years, what the history books would say about the last few years. Here's a swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt. He'll throw down to first for the out. Toffey goes down on strikes. He's got the hat trick, and the Clippers keep the 4-2 lead as we go to the seventh inning here in Allentown.
Time to savor the TAT's amazing Lenten specials. All-you-can-eat perch, rigatoni with marinara, both Wednesdays and Fridays. Zesty shrimp marinara, cheese ravioli, vegetable lasagna, or our Mongo seafood platter. Lent at the TAT. It's all good.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive. Vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Seventh inning, 7-8 and 9 due up for Columbus in this frame. They have a 4-2 lead. Trying to split this doubleheader against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Jogato stays out on the hill for the Pigs. Alex Young with a scoreless inning. There is activity for the Clippers in the bullpen, so it looks like it'll be one and done for Young. First pitch swinging a high fly ball down the left field line, and that will be foul. Clippers got in the win column for the first time yesterday after losing the first two. Plenty of time to right the ship, as we were just talking about in the last half inning. This is a long season, the longest regular season in Clippers history. So no need to panic with a slow start, whether as a team or as a player. You have plenty of opportunities. Gavin Collins is 1-for-2 here in game two with an RBI single. Breaking ball swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt. 1-2. Clippers trailed 2-0 heading into the fourth inning and put together a three-run frame. Oscar Gonzalez started it with a solo home run, our Phoenix Bats' big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. David Fry followed with a home run of his own. Two more runs for the Clippers, have them on top 4-2. It's a pitch in the dirt. That will even the count. Four runs on four hits for Columbus, two runs on five hits for the Iron Pigs. Neither team has had a great showing offensively in this series. Lehigh Valley scored seven runs on opening night, but they all came in the same inning. And there were several walks and wild pitches and things of that nature in that frame. So it's not like they tore the cover off the ball. They just put it all together at once. Collins takes outside 3-2. Next pitch on a full count delivery is up and in for ball four. Leadoff walk. Defensive changes for the Iron Pigs. Will Toffee is out of the ball game. Guthrie moves to center field. Bonifacio from right to left, and Andreoli from center to right. Just swinging a soft ground ball to the shortstop. There won't be time to get the lead runner. The only play for Maton is across the diamond at first, and he will make it there in time to retire Ike Freeman, 6-3. Collins moves to second base. Jose Fermin to the plate. First pitch to him is out of the zone for ball one. Gatto came on in the sixth inning, put the Clippers down in order quietly. Strikeout and a pair of groundouts. But he has battled here in the seventh. From the belt, he looks to second base, turns and fires, and bounces one in to make it two balls and no strikes. Now, to go back to the first game, Thomas Ponticelli came out of the bullpen for the Clippers and threw three scoreless innings. But there have not been many guys come out of the pen that have come on for a second inning that have fared well. Jacob Hernandez struck out four in his first inning and then gave up back-to-back home runs on opening night. Here's a pop-up. Foul territory, first base side. Sands doesn't catch it. He kept tracking it over toward the screen. He had all the room in the world, but the ball kept drifting on him, and he didn't chase it fast enough. It went right off, and I'm not even sure if it caught the end of his mitt or not. But it fell harmlessly to the warning track, and Fermin remains alive. So Hernandez did not pitch well in his second inning of work, and for the Clippers, the same thing happened with Robert Broom. He came out and had a 9-pitch scoreless seventh inning, came back for the eighth, and things went awry. Fermin waits. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It is off the inside corner, 3-1. Both Iron Pigs relief pitchers in game one of this dump, but then struggled in their second inning of work. The pitch swung on and missed. That was ball four, but it'll fill the count. And Gatto has allowed no hits here in the seventh inning, but he's run deep counts to two of the first three batters. Walked the first guy, still battling with Fermin. The pitch. Curveball just downstairs, and he walked him. Nick Michalacik is down in the Clippers' bullpen. He's been throwing for a while, so he is loose and ready. Kyle Doey, left-hander, has begun warming up for Lehigh Valley. Gatto's walk two, and now we'll deal with the top of the order, Will Benson, who takes an off-speed pitch up and in for ball one. Benson struck out in the first and third innings and then put together a good plate appearance in the fifth, hitting a single the opposite way that set the table for the Clippers' fourth run. Pitch to him. That's low. Three defenders on the right side. This time, Drew Maggi, the third baseman, is playing pretty much straight up position. So that leaves a lot of room between him and the second base bag. The 2-0 pitch is a fastball for a strike called on the outside corner. 1-1 down. Here is the set by the right-hander. Gatto fires and fires a fastball by the bat of Benson. Looked like he decided a bit late to take the rip there. So it's 2-2. Now it's Call in the on-deck circle. Clippers lead 4-2. Top half of inning number 7 in a 7-inning ball game. Here comes the 2-2. And it's a fastball that did not miss by much. Maybe outside or low. Possibly both, but it was very near the periphery of the strike zone. Another full count here for Gatto. He deals. And he walked him, missing the outside corner for ball 4. Gatto has gone full to 4 of the last 5 batters he faced, including the final out in the 6th inning when he got Mitchell Tolman. So the bases are loaded. The Clippers don't have a hit. If Alex Call can come up with the first hit of the inning here, it would be a very, very good thing. Runners take their leads. Here comes the pitch. It's swung on and missed. A breaking ball with some dart to it. Now, right now, you've got Gavin Collins at third, Jose Fermin at second, and Will Benson at first. A ball to the gap. You've got your fastest base runner of the three as the trail runner. That's exactly what you're looking for. Call waits. Here comes the 0-1. Check swing, called strike over the outside corner, 0-1. Excuse me, 0-2, rather. Alex hitless on the day, but a sac fly in the 5th. Still looking for his first hit of 2022. Behind in the count, 0-2. Here's a curveball and a called third strike over the outside corner. Call turned away. That'll leave it up to Daniel Johnson. He's 0-3. Fly out to left field, pop to the first baseman, and a strikeout for Johnson. He will not face Joe Gatto. There's a left-hander warming up, and the Iron Pigs want to go to the bullpen. So we'll step away here. It's 4-2. Columbus on top. We're in the top half of the 7th inning in Allentown, Pennsylvania. We'll be back after this.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get 2 or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on 2 or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Two down, bases full of Clippers here at the top of the 7th inning. They are looking to expand upon their 4-2 lead against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. The Pigs call upon Kyle Doey, a left-hander, to face the lefty Daniel Johnson. Strange, the Iron Pigs have not been shy about rolling out pitchers inning after inning after inning, but every time it seems that they have used a pitcher for a second inning, it has gone poorly. Now, it's all just potential right now. This is the same thing we saw in game 1 of the doubleheader. In the 5th inning, the Clippers had multiple base runners, couldn't bring any in. In the 7th inning, they had the bases loaded, but could not score in the 7th inning. because Joe Gatto, on for a second inning of work, walked three batters. He also got a ground out and a strikeout, so if Kyle Doey can retire Daniel Johnson here, that would be the end of the Clippers' threat, assuming no wild pitches or pass balls. Game five of this series, the Clippers trying to get their second win and give themselves an opportunity to earn a split tomorrow on getaway day. Gavin Collins at third base, Jose Fermin at second base, Will Benson at first. Clippers would like to open this game up a little bit. And DJ can do it with one swing of the bat. He had a two-run home run yesterday. The wind that was blowing pretty stiffly earlier seems to have disappeared. First pitch popped up. Shallow right field, coming on Andreoli. Torres heading out. Andreoli will squeeze it for out number three. One pitch from Doey. And that's all it took to end the Clippers' threat here in the seventh inning. Last chance for the Iron Pigs coming up after this. Clippers lead them 4-2.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms, and conditions.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI, Columbus.
Nick Michalacik takes the hill for the Clippers. 24-year-old out of Parkland, Florida. Career 209 earned run average in 47 professional games. 11th round pick by the Guardians in 2019. 6'2", 206-pounder. Michalacik was with the Clippers last year at the alternate site. Again, the minor league season started a month late. We were talking about that earlier in the broadcast. In 2021, the minor league season started a month late, and there was an alternate site where the, at the time, Indians could call upon players who were basically playing inter-squad games, and a couple of games against Indianapolis came over, Louisville. But he was there with the Clippers, but when the season opened and the rosters were set, he was in double A. So he is making his Clippers debut here, facing the bottom third of the order. Drew Maggi stands in, looks at a breaking ball, and a good one for a called strike. 0-1. Maggi is 0-2. Line out to Jose Fermin at third base, and he grounded out to second. John Andreoli to follow, then Ronald Torres. Set by the right-hander, and the pitch misses outside. Is even at 1-1. Michalacik wearing number 45. He's got some long, flowing blonde locks, reminiscent of Mike Clevenger. There's the kick and the pitch, and the fastball comes up and in for a 2-1 count to Drew Maggi.
This is baseball, not dodgeball.
Dodger baseball?
Dodger baseball.
Long look in now. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled away.
Thank you, random citizen.
2-2 count. Lehigh Valley grabbed the lead in the third inning, but the Clippers rallied back. Three runs in the fourth, one in the fifth. They lead it 4-2. 2-2 pitch. Hit up the middle. That'll be a base knock. Maggi comes through with the single, and when it's a two-run game, any base runner brings a tying run to the plate. Now, we've talked about it a lot throughout the course of this series. This is not a home run ballpark, and the Iron Pigs are not a home run hitting team. But certainly the possibility is there. John Andreoli started the game in center field. He is now the right fielder. Digs into the right-handed batter's box. Got to keep an eye on Maggi, too. With a two-run deficit, I don't think you take a chance of stealing a base here. Breaking ball is low, but you never know. Good outing tonight for Tanner Tully, the Clippers starter. Went five. There's a ball in for a strike from Michalachik. Alex Young struck out three in the sixth inning, gave up a double mixed in to Derek Hall. Good outing for Young. Pause by the right hander, a peek over his right shoulder. Now the pitch. The ball's fouled back to the roof. Clippers outfield playing very deep, wanting to make sure everything stays in front. Here's the set. Now the pitch. Went back to the breaking ball and gets a pop-up. Shallow center field, second baseman Freeman calling for it, and he will make the squeeze for out number one. Now the breaking balls look pretty good so far from Michalachik. Obviously getting an opportunity here in a save situation for the Clippers. Andy Tracy wants to see him in a high-leverage position. Goes to work on Torres, who gets a ground ball. Diving stop by Fermin. Same play, throw to second base. They get the out. Jose Fermin has been a magician defensively in this ballgame. He made an almost identical play earlier to get a force out at second base. Full extension diving to short hop the baseball, didn't have time to pop up and throw, so just raised his upper half up and all arm and torso falling towards second base, made a great throw over to Freeman, and they just got the runner at second for out number two. First pitch to the leadoff hitter. Jairo Munoz is swung on and fouled away. I fully expect Matt Leininger to use that in the highlight tweets. Next pitch, swung on and missed, make it 0-2. Michalachik trying to slam the door here on the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Scheduled for seven innings, bottom of the seventh. Potential tying run at the plate. Munoz 0-3 so far on the night. Michalachik has his sign, goes into the motion, and gets a swing and a miss at a fastball for strike three. And that's your ball game. Clippers fans, you can ring your bells because Columbus wins it by a 4-2 score to split the doubleheader here tonight against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. We'll be back after this.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza, wings, and more. Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit the center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second triple.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Back here at Coca-Cola Park, the Columbus Clippers split a doubleheader against the Lehigh Vigs. Dropped the opener 4-0. Not much offense really for either club. The Iron Pigs had two hits in the first inning, didn't have a hit the rest of the game, but still came out on top, and the Clippers fell behind in this one 2-0. The Iron Pigs scored two runs in the third on three hits. They led 2-0 until Columbus came up in the fourth inning. Starting pitcher Hans Kraus looked really good. He had retired, 11 of the first 12, and with the bases empty and two out in the fourth inning, he was facing Oscar Gonzalez, got to two strikes, but Gonzalez was patient, worked the count full, and was looking for something hanging into the big part of the strike zone, and he got it. 3-2 pitch. Curveball hit hard to left field. Does it have the height? That ball is gone. He got it. Oscar Gonzalez with a line drive home run over the left field wall. His first tater of the season. And it gets the Clippers on the board. They trail the Iron Pigs 2-1. They wouldn't trail for long, though. The next man up, David Fry, had a back-to-back homer situation with Jose Fermin on opening night. He thought, well, I feel it. I like it. Let's do it again. And the pitch. Fastball. That ball's hit high and deep to left field. Did he get enough? Toffee at the wall. Leaps. It's gone. And we are tied at two. David Fry, for the second time this year, follows up one home run with one of his own. Back-to-back solo jacks have this ball game tied two apiece. Mitchell Tolman would then walk. That chased Hans Kraus from the ball game. Andrew Bilotti came in and gave up a single to Gavin Collins that brought home Tolman after he stole second base. That turned out to be the game-winning run. The Clippers would tack on another. They manufactured the sac fly, played at Jose Fermin. That made it 4-2, and the Clippers pitching staff would do the job before that, really, and after that. Great start for Tanner Tully. Gave up three runs in the third. Did not allow more than one base runner outside of that. He goes five innings to get the win. Alex Young pitched one frame, struck out three. And Nick Michalacik, in his AAA debut, nails down the save. Gave up a leadoff single, but then just got tough and got the next three men in a row to bring an end to the ball game. So the final totals tonight in Game 2 from Coca-Cola Park. Columbus Clippers, four runs, four hits, no errors, and they left five on base. For the Iron Pigs, two runs, six hits, two errors. They stranded five. Tully gets the win. Kraus gets the loss. Michalacik the save. The game took 2 hours and 23 minutes to play here at Coca-Cola Park. And the attendance over the course of both games, 8,039. We will play game six of this series tomorrow at 1:35. First pitch will take the air at 1:30 for the Spectrum pregame show. I hope that you will be with us. So for Tracy Watson back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell from Allentown, Pennsylvania, reminding you one final time in the back half of the nightcap. The Clippers split the doubleheader by virtue of a 4-2 win over the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.